Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we've got a special guest who is no stranger to Matt Chat, no stranger to controversy, and no stranger to speaking his mind. Tonight, we will be joined by the leader of SOM, the one and only, thank God, Nicholas Davidson, who will be along in just a few moments. Now, if you didn't see the end of SmackDown, which actually I only saw the end of the main event, so I didn't see anything that might have come after the pinfall. Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton defeated Rusev and Jinder Mahal. And next week, Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura will face off to determine who will face Jinder Mahal for a future WWE Championship match. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome my friend, Nicholas Davidson, to the show.
I was about to say, that's all I get is your friend? I mean, come on, Ace. You're interrupting my hot tub time for this.
I'm not interrupting my hot tub time for this.
What, you're sitting around naked in a hot tub too?
I never said I was naked, but...
No, thank God. I didn't want to get that thought in my head. Whew. Hey, she didn't have to interrupt your... You didn't have to interrupt your old WWE spiel because I clicked in. I was just trying to make sure I was here on time.
I was just filling everybody in on what's happening.
Okay, first of all, in order for me to do this interview, I do have one stipulation.
What's that?
The whole point of me doing this interview is you cannot mute me. I know there's times I come on here, it ain't my interview time and all that, and you mute me. But this is my interview time, so you cannot mute me, Ace.
Hey, you know what? That's fair enough.
I'm just saying. I mean, I could have come at you with a whole list of demands, you know, a bunch of blue M&Ms or something and sent to my house and all that. But no, you can't mute me, Ace. This is supposed to be my time. You've been promoting me all week up till today when you started promoting next week's show. Should have been promoting me, but... It's all good. I like the CWAI original. Is that what he called himself? Mark Magnum?
That's what he called himself.
Yeah, technically I was a CWAI original too, you know. Technically,
I knew you were.
Technically, I'm the CWAI United States Heavyweight Champion. I mean, they might have disbanded my belt and all that when I left or something. I don't know, but still you're United States Champion, Ace.
Well, you know what? And I'm not going to mute you, but somebody else wants to say something, and I'm kind of curious because I don't know. That's what I want to find out.
It's probably Rob on one of his four phone lines.
No.
Caller, you are on the air.
Nicholas Davidson.
Yeah, that's me.
You've been dropping me, brother. Why wasn't you
that old man?
Age?
Who is this?
It ain't about an old man. This is Sabotage Alley.
I kind of remember you somewhat. Sabotage Alley.
Yeah,
you're
it was supposed to be in Ohio in a steel cage, and you never had the goods to show, brother.
What are you
your
talking about?
With Sabotage.
Sab, I don't... Look, I know we won a match together and all, but... listen, honestly, wait a minute. Ain't you trying to run your Sabotage Alley that ain't supposed to be around anymore? Didn't SOM take that from you?
Well, I'll get it
and
back.
I don't know what's this steel cage thing you're talking about?
That should have happened in the steel cage.
What's this steel cage
you'll
thing you're talking about?
You'll find out where my rage comes from.
Look, I ain't been booked in a while, Sam. I don't know what you're talking about. Steel cage. I remember somebody saying something about a steel cage show or something, but I didn't make it to that. I mean,
we have some unfinished issues.
Okay,
and
well,
we'll be taken care of.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just like my T-shirt.
Hit me up when I'm around. When you see me at a show, hit me up. We'll take care of that business. Just like when you see me at a show, you can buy the Fuck You Davidson T-shirts for $15 for large and down, and anything higher, $20.
Well,
or you can get the SOM bracelet.
It's not about your shirts. This is about Sabotage.
Oh, wait, no. Hey, Seth, I'm going to show you a little trick. Are you ready? Watch this. I'm going to show you that it is about me. Hey, Ace, mute that guy. Seb, are you there?
Yeah, you're popular. There's somebody else that wants to say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here.
Oh, you on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hello. 5922, you are on the air.
Hello. Are you going to talk? Ace has got you unmuted. I don't know, Ace. Guess they don't want to talk.
I guess they didn't want to talk. But I recognize this next number.
Okay, you sure they're going to be there? Look, if they're not going to talk, take them off mute. That way, in case other people that do want to call in, do want to talk, can talk.
Well,
we
this one's born again, so I know who this one is.
Okay. Who we got?
Hey, what's up?
Caller, identify yourself, because I don't want to have
Justin to. Justin Dream. I will. That is your newest JCW suit, one of your newest JCW superstars, Justin Dream.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on the JCW show last weekend, Justin. I heard you and Rob did great, buddy. I was actually going to throw a shout-out to you guys.
I am still feeling it.
I bet, man. I mean, I ain't got a chance to watch that match yet. I did watch H's match earlier. I didn't get to yours and Rob's yet. My apologies. I will get to it.
As they definitely took us through the ring.
Dude, I heard they suplexed you off a picnic table.
They did. Double suplex. On the ground.
Exactly. I think Rob showed me a picture of that earlier today, dude. I was highly impressed. I like that. I want to go back and I'm going to watch the video as soon as I get done doing Ace's interview. I mean, he hit me up, wants me to do an interview session.
The number again. They jump back on, and I want to see who this person is. Caller, you're on the air with Nicholas Davis.
How do you have
2%
non-dairy powdered milk?
What? I got 2% non-dairy powdered milk.
How do you have 2% non-dairy powdered milk? Like, milk is dairy, but milk's not powdered.
Rob, we're here to talk about me, not powdered milk. I mean,
you know, we saw Fox water while we were in Michigan. Speaking of just random products,
boxed water.
That's a new one. Hey, I see you guys selling a Coke bottle with my name on it.
Yeah,
not Nick Wiggins' name. It was my name.
Yeah, you're welcome for that.
Thank you. I mean, Ace, is this going to be just one of those things where it's just me, Rob, and JD bullshitting again, or are you going to... I thought you called me on here for an interview.
It could be because, you know, you three love to talk and.
I know, but that's a normal Ace Diamond show. This is supposed to be about an interview about me. No offense to these guys. I mean, no offense to the FWO. I mean, I've got mad respect for the FWO, but.
Nobody answered my question.
What was your question, Bob? I don't know anything about powdered milk.
How does that exist? I mean,
it
is a physical anomaly. Like, I have Googled it, and it can't answer my question either. That's why I called in. I figured Ace might be able to answer it.
Ask Siri.
I have absolutely no idea.
Ask Siri.
But Nicholas,
I have an iPhone.
What I want to know is what do you have coming up in the next few weeks or months?
Besides sitting on my couch? Not really too much. I mean, I'm currently waiting on trying to get my scheduling right. I was invited to do the IWA show September 29th. Rob keeps inviting me on all these other shows that he's going to. I mean, the issue is I got like a billion kids, and he keeps doing these three-day trips. And I mean, unfortunately, I can't find nobody to watch my kids for them 3 days.
Before we even
left
Michigan this past time,
we
got four bookings for October.
Before we even stepped foot out of Michigan, we got four bookings for October.
Oh, yeah. One of those is JCW show, ain't it?
Maybe.
The Halloween show.
That's a classified information.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Rob, you didn't tell me it was classified when you told me about it earlier. What the fuck, Bob?
I gave you the old wink and the nod, and you didn't catch it.
Dude, it's because I was like, I smoked some earlier, and it was like, I was out for a couple of days, and I smoked some before you got here, so the wink and the nod really wasn't going to work.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, I mean, people ignore what I just said. They've got bookings in October, right?
Yeah.
You guys got anything in September? We're off that subject quickly, hopefully. Sorry, Justin.
I'm taking.
So you guys got four shows in October. I really ain't got nothing going on. Be honest with you, Ace. I really have nothing going on right now. I mean, if I can get something going, I mean, I got possible booking September 29th. I mean, you never know when I might show up at Tough or one of these other companies. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people here and there, but I ain't really got all the details worked out. And
Ace, I kind of got a question for you now with that information being said.
What's that?
You got a question for me?
Yes, I do.
No, for Ace? Okay, go ahead.
Nick, you just said you got nothing coming up with somebody, correct?
Nope. Nothing really.
How does he see
nothing major.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Because Ace was trying to be nice. He couldn't think of nobody else, and he hit me up, and I was available.
That's the problem. He can't think of anybody else, and I've never been interviewed on this show.
That's a very slap in the face.
Ace, quit slapping Justin in the face. Justin, Ace, do you got anybody booked after, not next week, but the following week?
Yes, I do. I've already got that lined
up.
Well,
get your next available. Hit up Justin Dream. He has got a good point. He does need to be interviewed. I mean, the kid's going places. Him and Rob's doing some crazy shit.
You know what, Justin?
I'll bring back FWO Radio, and I'll interview you first.
Do I get a tell-all interview?
You get a no-holds-barred interview, just like everybody else on FWO Radio.
That's all I want.
Well, there you go. I mean, I didn't book it, Justin. I'm just here because Ace hit me up. I mean, like I said, I mean, I wish I could be telling y'all about more stuff. I wish, you know, but... Right now, currently, my scheduling ain't doing too good for me. I'm working on it. You know, next Next couple of weeks, I might have something more, something major. But, you know, right now, only thing I got is IWA and a couple of places that hit me up, and I've hit a couple other places up, and I just ain't worked it out yet.
I get anything I try to book dies. Wink, wink, nod, nod, cry, cry.
Hey, look, you got this poor boy crying, damn it. You should be booking him. Him and Rob are going places, though. I mean, they decided to crash my interview sometime earlier today. And I mean, they are, but they do have places. They just did like, what, four shows last weekend?
Four shows, 3 days, two states.
Yes. I mean, I'm kind of proud of them. I mean, not like it matters what I say, but I'm kind of proud of what they're doing.
I'd also like to add that we did something in the Sudavis area. We had paid bookings. That's kind of big in the Middletown area.
Exactly.
Huge, actually.
Huge.
But that's what we're all in here for, is to try to get some paid bookings. I mean, we're here to entertain the fans and get paid for doing it.
Exactly.
I say by the time it was all said and done,
a few companies.
By the time the weekend was all said and done,
how much did you make besides shirt sales? Because I know you guys sold some shirts too. How much
actually,
did you
no,
guys
we
make
didn't
all
have
weekend?
Shirts to sell.
Oh, you didn't have shirts this time?
No,
shit,
we didn't
Bob.
Have shirts to sell.
What the, Bob? Merch, buddy, merchandise. Ain't you ever seen Spaceballs?
Well, we just got done running that contest where the fans
get
to pick the winner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Have you picked the winner on that yet?
Yeah, and actually, that's part of the reason I called in. I was going to give Ace Diamond the exclusive and announce the winner on his show.
Oh, cool. That gives me time to take care of something real quick. You go ahead and do that real quick.
Well, Ace Diamond, you know, you're welcome.
You got an exclusive.
No,
you're
Ace,
welcome
that's
for
cool
the
you.
Exclusive.
Go ahead.
You're welcome for the exclusive. And the winner of the contest was actually James Green. And the slogan is pork chops and chair shots.
Pork chops and chair shots.
Pork chops and chair shots.
I kind of like it.
I like that. That's
awesome. I feel we have to note the second place, the runner up, because it was an actual favorite of mine and JD's, and it was pretty clever, and it was packing pounds and making towns.
See, that one was my personal favorite.
That one was a lot of personal favorites, and it just got outvoted.
Yeah, that one was definitely a personal favorite.
You don't want to rig a vote, Bob.
Exactly. That's why I didn't, you know
really?
That's why I let it go
to
the fans
vote. You let the fans vote. They actually vote. You can't rig it. I mean, that's just wrong.
And that was actually submitted by one Chad Allen.
Sorry, Chad. Burt beat you.
Which, now James Green gets a T-shirt when they're made and a personalized 8x10 from the FWO.
Sorry, I had to. Well, no, you guys did the JCW thing. He might actually like that now.
Yeah.
He's a big,
you
I
might
know
actually
he's a big
take
juggalo.
We take the JCW picture and blow it up, and there's the 8x10 he just won.
There you go. He'll love that.
I'm ecstatic about that, buddy.
He'll love that.
What's up, JD?
I said I was just ecstatic about that booking.
You loved it, didn't you?
They didn't love me very much.
They wasn't supposed to love you, though, was they? I mean, I thought you went up
not
there and told them to violate them and stuff.
Not after the promo we shot.
I did very non-family-friendly things to an ICP bandana.
Okay, all right. Look, since AJ ain't asking me no questions, I'll ask you guys a question. Do you guys prefer the non-family-friendly shows? Because I know you guys have been doing a lot of them. Do you guys get
let loose a little bit more or what? I'll let JD go ahead with this one.
What was the question?
Do you guys prefer the non-family friendly shows over the family friendly shows?
Do we get paid more?
No. Which one do you, I mean, just working wise, not money
wise. Which one do we like to do better?
I personally see. I'm the one who takes action. Rob runs his mouth. I feel comfortable working in cheap environment. I feel like Rob works so much better in not family friendly environments.
Yeah, you ain't got that sensor.
If I can say, Rob's the one that talks, runs his mouth. I'm the one who takes action.
Oh. Sorry, that went down the wrong spot.
And see, when I'm on a microphone in front of a family friendly crowd, it's not as fun as when I'm against, you know, when I'm allowed to tell people I'm gonna have my partner fuck him to death.
Dude, I've seen some videos and the facial expressions people get when you actually say that to people, it's priceless, man. It's just straight up priceless.
That's one of my favorite go-to lines is just tell them, because how do you come back from that?
Well, I mean,
and then you start pulling them.
I just hope the camera's on you, Justin, when somebody says okay. I want to know if you can keep a straight face when they look at you and say okay.
That's all I can say. Rat's a rat, and I'll take it.
Monica, I want to know the same thing from you.
From me?
Would you rather work a family friendly show or a non-family friendly show?
Considering I got shirts that say "fuck you, Davidson," right now I'd rather work the non-family shows. but when it comes down to it, I mean, as long as I can go out there and harass, make a couple people happy that they got to cuss me out and do what they want, and I have fun doing it. The person I'm in the ring with has fun. Either or. I mean, with the family friendly, it's about making the kids happy. You know, it's not like seeing a little kid sitting there in the crowd and his parent gives him the okay to cuss the guy out. But with the more adult shows, you just get to be a little bit. I get to be me more. You know, I mean, if anybody that truly knows me, I mean truly knows me, knows I cuss like a sailor. I mean, I grew up in a bar. Grandma worked the bar. She lived upstairs. I mean, the cussing to me they was just words. I mean. So, yeah. What else you got, Ace?
How do you have soybean milk? Where's the tit on a soybean?
I don't think that's how they get
no
soybean
tit
milk.
On a soybean.
No, I don't.
Just like
I
there's
don't.
No tit on an almond. How do you make almond milk? There's no tit on an almond.
Bob, look, go Google shit if all you called in to talk about was milk, buddy. I mean, we're here to talk wrestling, discuss shit, me.
You
how
ain't wrestled in 4 months. The whole interview's been talking about what me and JD's done.
No, I know that's because you guys hit the one button as soon as you got on the phone.
Okay, you know what? I got a serious question for you, Nick.
Okay.
And, like, this means absolutely no disrespect towards you. I promise you.
Jerry, I know you love me. It's cool.
I do. Do you have any ill feelings towards Dre?
Towards Dre? No, I love Dre Jacobs. I have no ill feelings towards Dre. I mean, I took him off my Facebook friends, but that's because he said I was wasting his time, and I'm not here to waste anybody's time, Justin. If he believes I'm wasting his time, then I won't waste his time with my stuff. But in reality, no, I have no. Look, here, I'll give you my honest opinion. Dre Jacobs is one hell of a wrestler, dude. I mean, he's one of those guys. I actually respect Dre because anything he said to me on Facebook, he will say to my face. I have no beef with Dre. I have no beef with. I mean, I enjoy watching Dre stuff. I mean, Dre Jacobs is a true wrestler. I mean, you think wrestler, you think of somebody like Dre Jacobs. I mean, I'm more of an entertainer compared to a wrestler. I mean, I've been watching wrestling since I was 2 years old, and I'm 38 years old now. I mean, like I said, you know.
Turn the porn down.
Who's got porn on? Rob, turn the porn down. But no, Justin, does that answer your question, buddy?
Yes, it did. The only reason I ask why you meant no hard feelings, I love you, I love Dre, you guys both boys.
Yeah, dude, I've never had beef with Dre. I mean, Dre usually rolls with Mountain, and I honestly look at Mountain as one of my favorite bookers. He let me go out there, he let me do what we, you know, he told us this is what he wants the story to do, and he let us go out and do it. I mean, he's one of the first people, he's one of the first bookers I actually worked after leaving Kamala Jr., and he was just, you know, all around good guy to me. You know, that's where I met Dre, you know, I met you, I met Freak. I mean, I'll be honest, I have no ill will towards anybody in this business. I mean, I know Kamala Jr.'s bad business, and I won't do business with him. I mean, honestly, I've worked with most of the people in the Middletown area. I've been a few places outside of Middletown. I mean, and I truly have no beef with anybody.
I remember when all of us hit Warsaw. I remember that road trip.
I remember working Ram with you guys. I mean, one of my first matches with Ram, Aaron,
he's talking about
was
Warsaw
actually
the
one CW pre-show, and Aaron Gunn and Mountain beat me in a cage match. It was like a big rumble cage thing. I spent the whole match getting slammed up against the cage.
I can say I don't remember that.
I want to know, and this honestly can come from any of you, what is your opinion on the current state of professional wrestling?
Ace, I think I gave you my opinion on it a couple weeks ago. It's the same as it ever was. You got
same here. I think we were all on that same interview.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you ask this question every show, Ace.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand.
Well,
my honest opinion, like I said, I believe it's still the same way as it always was. You got to have a real thriving company, WWE, TNA, Lucha Underground, all them, they all have a variety. And that's what really makes a good business, a good wrestling company. I mean, when me and Rob did our HFW shows, I tried to look at everybody we had booked, figure out who they worked good with, and book them in them matches because we was in a different area than what most of them was used to. It was about picking up a new crowd, showing them a variety of different work, different stuff.
Okay, and since you mentioned Lucha Underground, as most everybody knows, there was an incident over the weekend that
happened. Oh, I don't think that was Lucha Underground, though.
No,
if you're
it wasn't,
talking about
I'm talking about the sexy story.
He's talking about Ace, correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about when Sinistar tried to shoot on, the Sexy Star. Oh, yeah, my bad. Sexy Star tried to shoot on Rosemary.
Exactly. What do you guys all think should be the proper punishment for that?
I have no idea on the situation.
I only know because I read something about it this morning. My cousin hangs down or goes to a lot of TNA things, and she was posting something about it this morning.
Yeah, I can't really say anything. I've been involved in plenty of shoots in my career.
Yeah, me too. I've been on both ends of shoots. So.
Exactly.
I don't know.
We've all been in that situation before.
I mean, here's the thing, Ace. We weren't there. We don't know the whole situation. You and I both know that. You and I both know the media can change shit up, and people and y'all end up truly knowing half of the one fourth of a four part story.
Absolutely, that is absolutely true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Rob and Justin both have been in matches where somebody was mad at us and they shot on us. Sometimes we deserved it, sometimes we didn't. And there's been times where there's been times where I've had bookers look at me like, look, he fucked up. Do something. Take care of that for me. I mean, there's been times where I've had friends where people have been like, they'd be like, Nick, I want to wrestle. And I mean, I look at it like, okay, here, you want to wrestle? I'll put you in a match. And I booked the match with them, and I put them in the ring with somebody I know that is going to welcome them to the business. And when I say welcome to the business, give them what we get on the hardest night, and if they stick around, then we'll go from there. If they don't, then only thing I wasted was throwing them in the ring and showcasing somebody else. I mean,
I remember my welcome to the business.
We all try not to remember them, Justin.
Well, mine was terrible.
But we do. I think I had it a couple times, actually. I mean, I think I've had it in every company I've been in. And it was more welcome to our company.
Right.
Yeah, we got that Friday.
I mean, and honestly, I look at some of them guys that did it today, and I respect them a little bit more. You know, it's like, hey, I understand why what happened. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna throw any names out there because I'm not trying to piss anybody off just yet.
Yeah, that's a good thing after you hang up the boots.
Huh?
Why are you even alive if you're not trying to piss somebody off?
I just mean right now, Justin. I'm not trying to do it right now and get people wanting to, like, kick my head in or anything just yet. I mean, let me get back doing what I love to do, and then I'll start pissing more people off.
Well,
I mean,
obviously one person that already wants to kick your head in.
Who's that?
Sabotage Alley for some reason.
Oh, that old man. He's like 1,944 years old. He's always wanting to kick my head in. Is he still on hold?
We've actually
got still on hold, or did he hang up?
Wants to join this crazy conversation.
Well, do we got enough room, though, man?
If not,
you got to take Robert Jeff.
Oh, shut your pie hole. I've only cracked you in the head once.
Yeah. Wait. No, you haven't. It's been a couple times. I remember.
Not all of them were in the head. I've cracked you in the ass a few times, too.
Okay. So you got a point. How
right.
You doing, girl?
I am freaking fabulous.
I am, too. I'm sitting back in my hot tub and smoking. I mean, I'm sitting here in my hot tub chilling.
That usually means she beat somebody up recently.
Nick,
that
and you didn't invite me? What the hell?
I really didn't invite nobody. I mean, I just sit in this thing to relax and deal with the fact that my kids are in bed and finally asleep.
And they got school tomorrow.
And you didn't
school tomorrow. They're going back to school tomorrow. Yes! I love when my kids go back to school.
Now you know you miss little angels when they're gone.
No.
Well, I know they'll be back. That's why I enjoy the fact that they're gone. And darling, I'll be the first one to admit, my kids are not angels. You've met me, right?
I've met you. I've also met your kids.
I've got four mini versions of me. Or at least that's what they're turning into. It's kind of scary. Kind of think Nikki's going to take over the world.
All I'm going to say to you is, wait till you meet Damien's mini-me.
I've seen pictures of them. I've seen pictures of them. I have a feeling they're going to turn out like my nephew's, like 5 years old, and he's like 6 feet tall.
Christian's already coming.
Nice. My kids are being more dirty tactics than beating each other up with toy guns and chairs and whatever they can find.
Hey, Natasha might be
able
to answer my question.
Huh?
I said they have a whip or tennis stick they can borrow.
Oh, they don't need it. They've got their own weapons. They've got like a whole treehouse with a bunch of stuff thrown underneath of it.
You can never have too many weapons than this.
Natasha might be able to answer my question.
What question is that?
2% non-dairy powdered milk.
Oh, my God. Hey, mute this. If he says anything about milk, powdered milk again, mute him.
What about it?
How can it exist? Non-dairy,
it.
But it's milk. And I have Googled it. Google won't answer it.
Ask Siri.
I don't have an iPhone.
Right?
Ask Siri.
Why are we talking
they
about Little
Black
Miss Bliss?
What would you like to talk about?
I said, why are we asking Little Miss Bliss?
Are you with me, Alexa?
That's
hey, don't
said.
Be spoiling SmackDown. I ain't watched it yet.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's right. She's on Raw. She just won her belt back. So she can lose it again at the next pay-per-view.
So Sasha can lose it back to her again the next night.
Well, they got to build up to the fourth major one. I mean, what's the next major one we got? Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and the SmackDown girls will get the Survivor Series match.
No, let's hope so.
That's what I mean. Them are just my predictions. I'm usually pretty good at this predicting stuff.
I don't know, JD. I'm gonna jump off here. I got some FWA things to take care of.
Yeah, well, he's jumping. Also, you find he's jumping. Also, you find some powdered milk. Good luck,
that's
Bob.
Awesome.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Jesus.
What? Justin, you're still here, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Well,
me, you, and Natasha.
So we had to ask.
Justin, Rob's gone. Feel free to talk now.
How's JJ doing?
Pretty good.
Is she still going to find my action figure of her?
Who? Me? JJ.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. I told you, you gotta ask her that. I'm not even telling her now. I'm letting you bring it straight to her and ask her. Because I think seriously think that'll be a little bit more entertaining to let you ask her face to face.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Just make sure you get video of it.
Yeah, make sure we get a video of that, Justin.
I'm sure somebody has a camera phone around.
Yeah, well, somebody's got a cell phone.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. As long as I'm there, I'll record it.
I'll record it. Make sure there's video footage. It always has to be video footage, otherwise it didn't happen.
I'll record that for you, Justin. You asked for her autograph, your action figure. I mean,
so,
I heard the action figure had a lot of fun this weekend.
All that?
I heard your action figure had a lot of fun this weekend.
Let's get this discussion back on track.
Okay, let's get it back on track.
You kind of seem to have jumped the rails just a little bit.
Okay, what do you got?
Has this interview been on track at all? That's what I want to know.
No, not really. It started with Sabotage jumping on here wanting to talk trash and be old and think he can kick my butt and take my U.S. title.
Yeah, it kind of jumped off the rails.
And then Rob and Justin jumped on.
2 minutes in. And then...
Davidson, maybe I'll get froggy one day and I'll kick your ass and take your title.
Everybody keeps saying that. First, I got to get back in the ring. Then we got to talk about that.
See,
I
don't think Sabotage can do it.
My first match, I lost to a girl. My first independent match, I should say.
Hold on, what was that commenting?
I said, I think you could do it. I don't think Sabotage can do it.
Hi, I'm a Daniels. Of course I can.
Sabotage wanted me in a cage. No, Sab actually wants me in a cage match, which ain't too smart. But anyway, he wants,
running out of time, so...
I think I'm a different person in that cage.
Plug
See, the only reason I would want a cage is to prevent you from running as I'm whooping your ass.
See, but you're thinking about it, though. You're actually thinking of a way that I can't run. Sam's wanting a cage for other reasons. I mean, he says there's another side to me that he wants to take on.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. Because you get me in a cage and you're going to try to whip me with that little whip thing, and that thing hurts. And, yeah, I'm going to try to run.
Oh, trust me. By that time, I'll have my staple gun back from my brother.
I know. He keeps telling me he's coming into town.
We've got about a minute and a half, so why don't you plug your Facebook, your YouTube, your Twitter, your...
Hey, it's only 10:42. How do we only have a minute and a half?
Well, I just got
the... Because we probably only said it for 10:45. Nope, the warning.
Hey, you could have told me that. We would have muted some people earlier.
Now 60 seconds.
All right, no. You can find me at Nicholas Davidson, SOM. Nicholas Davidson at Facebook. Davidson0205 at YouTube. I ain't really put too many videos up there recently. I ain't really had too, like Rob said earlier, I ain't had too many matches. I'll come back on Ace or something when I got more stuff to come down. I do believe if I can make it, I plan to work the AWI or... I can't remember the name of the IWA show on September 29th. You catch me there. You might catch me here and there showing up at Tough and maybe some other places that I've talked to people. And I mean,
well, we're out
we'll
of time.
For
Nicholas Davidson, Justin Dream, Fat Man Rob, we're out.
Say, but you forgot.